Don't worry about it.
I don't like when you go out of town.
I don't like being out of town. Well, I do have faith. I'd love to go out of town with you, but I don't think we've ever done it.
No, we haven't.
Yeah.
I do have faith that you do call me like your typical, like your sweet spot is like 7 days. And you're like, why did I do such a long trip? I'm about to crawl out of my skin. If I have one more waffle for breakfast or something like that, you're like.
It's true. Well, just because I think on vacation, you're a little bit out of control no matter how sensible you try to be.
Totally. You're like, I can't do one more meal. I'm so sick of eating.
Well, it's just you never totally get into a routine.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
I love that you brought Luca and his little friend today. They're so cute.
13-year-old boy vibes can be so damn cute and also can be so damn hard. It depends on the hour of the day.
It's so funny. I still get insecure around boys that age.
I do. I'm starting to. I'm like, because
they think I'm cool?
Well, because also like, they're starting to have I don't want to say like sex appeal. That sounds weird, but like,
yeah, it does.
No, but there's like a masculinity. Mm-hmm. There's like a masculinity that starts to come out in even like 12, 13. I mean, obviously, but it's not like that. I'm like into that a boy that age.
It's they've started developing their little egos, but where I am soft to an also, ego where I'm like, how do you not, am I not approvable?
Well, for sure that.
That's
also
what I feel.
Like what they find interesting, it is like hilarious because it's so like
surface level
nonsense.
Yeah.
But no, I think they just start to get more chiseled and there's just like more of a masculine like look to them. And there's something I feel like that then it's
not I will that, forever be
not
cool
that
to
it's
Luca.
Sexual. It's just that it becomes a little bit like you'll forever be what?
Cool to Luca.
Obviously. You're the coolest.
And Ezra, I think, is always
Ezra, Banks.
My little bank boy. What do you have against 600-pound Lytha?
They look so cute.
Does it make you nervous?
It gives me the same. And it's funny because I like 90 Day Fiance. I like a lot of those shows on TLC, the self-help whatever shows.
Love, yeah.
That I feel like is a little bit, it feels a little bit condescending. Just
like they're just taking advantage of
just like how I think some of the Little People, Big World, a little bit of that.
Yeah.
That doesn't make it, but I will say 600-pound Life reminds me of what Intervention, like where it just makes me feel uncomfortable because it's so extreme, right?
It makes me take deep breaths.
And 600-pound Life doesn't do that to you?
Yeah, it does.
Oh, so that's why I don't like it. So why are you asking me?
Oh, I like it. I don't dislike it. I just say I take deep breaths when I watch it. Or I'm like, they're always laying down and eating and it just makes me go, oh my God, I can't breathe.
Are you watching White Lotus?
Yes.
That makes
me... Hold on.
Okay.
Did you watch this week's episode?
Yeah.
Did Michelle Moynihan hook up with the guy that her friend...
Mm-hmm.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. When the phone rang, did you think it was her husband? At first, so did I.
Of course.
And I thought she was going to
do it sexy.
Because
he's been ghosting her.
What in the actual, what a bitch.
Total. But I feel like she's really overacting. But then another one of my friends said, well, don't you know somebody like that? And I'm like, I don't think so. But do you not feel like she's really over, like, oh, guys, it's so great to be. And that must be what they want from the performance.
I think it's like how actresses in like a foreign country would act, trying to prove themselves.
They're like, don't you recognize me?
Totally. Like so, over the top, like cutesy.
That show, and maybe all the seasons, I've watched them all, but I can't like recall verbatim. That show makes me do what you were just saying, where you're like, they make you tense the whole time.
And I'm like,
do you agree?
Yes.
Were you like, it's like, meh, 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 and you're
I'm always watching it on subtitles because the kids are like sleeping next to me. So I'm like,
oh, it's completely silent or just low volume?
Very, very low volume. And then there's like a noise machine on. So I can barely hear anything. But I was watching last night going, I never thought the friend was cute. Not Leslie Bibb, but the other one.
And last night you thought she was cute?
When she started dancing, I was like, she's fucking cool.
Yeah.
And then she took off her top. I'm like, whoa, she's really hot.
You know what's interesting too? It's funny that you say you don't have the volume because so often in a lot of the scenes,
Carrie Coon,
they do. Yeah, she was cute. This one,
yeah.
So often in the scenes they do they mute the talking they're like hanging out and then they start blasting music. Anyway, yeah. It's a weird thing. Do you watch it?
No.
Oh, Lord.
I feel like you should.
I'm waiting. I'm going to watch that and Severance.
Ooh.
Wait, what
are you waiting for?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
The time is right. Okay. It's so funny you said you don't remember the first seasons because Mike, I went to bed one night and he was like, I'm going to watch White Lotus. I think it came out this week. I was like, oh, cool. And he's like, I go to watch it after him. And I'm like, why is it on season one, episode three?
Oh, he went back?
He did not remember season one at all.
So he started
watching season one and he was like telling things about plot lines. And I was like, what are you talking about? He was watching the wrong season and had no.
Oh wait. He had never watched season one or he revisited?
But he didn't remember watch. Like he's like, I felt like ages ago.
It really was. It feels like.
He keeps being like, Ted's like the kid that's addicted to social media. I was like, are you talking about?
I barely remember.
Exactly. But I was like, that's Connie not happening.
Britton,
that's
Connie how. Britton was in it? With yes. Steve Zahn, right?
Was that season one? No way. No.
Season one was in Hawaii. Then season two was Italy.
Yeah. Connie Britton.
And Steve Zahn.
Remember? Don't you remember?
Shit. That's right. And their son was addicted to...
Yeah, and that girl, the blonde, the really bitchy kind of younger girl, this one, she does such a good job, that girl. I forget her name.
Jennifer Coolidge?
No, Sydney the Sweeney. Young girl.
Oh, her. Yeah.
Yeah, Sydney Sweeney. And then
yeah, Sydney Sweeney.
Dario.
I think Lucas said Sydney
Holy
Sweeney.
Holy cow,
crush.
I could rewatch this whole thing and be like, huh? I don't remember any of this.
Barely.
But that's how we figured it out because he kept saying plot points and I was like, I'm not at that episode yet. And we had no recollection of this season.
It makes me tense, I will say.
Didn't he take a poop in a bag in this one?
Probably. I don't know. There's so many things I wish I could unsee.
I think I'm going to 2X those parts or just skip it.
2X.
You might want to.
Yeah.
But anyway, I really like this season. This season is, oh God. This season is so good, I think.
I like this season too. But I realized how tense they want you. They want you to feel like this. Like, oh, God, what's about to happen? What's about to happen?
And watching Isaacs. What's his name? Jason Isaacs. Ugh.
Who's that?
The dad. Oh. Who's like going back to criminal prosecution.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
yeah.
And this girl with the teeth. I think she is just the cutest thing I've ever seen.
I love her.
Where is she? Where is she from?
She's from My Sex Dreams. Education.
She is so adorable.
You know who she reminds me of? That Mia Goth.
Yes. She is just so cute. I can't handle it.
Her teeth. I never thought I would love that. She looks like a sweet little bunny.
Everyone on TikTok is like begging her, don't get veneers.
Please, don't ever change your face.
No, because so many people, they like, end up doing actresses that. Get veneers.
I hope she never
there
changes
is something,
her face.
She is so cute. There is something so cute about her.
She is so appealing. Like, I love looking at her. She's got such a sense of innocence and charm.
Like, don't fuck with her.
No, she's like, what?
Yeah.
She's so cute. I love her. Anyway.
Okay. So, yeah, that's why I don't like 600 Pound Life, if you must know.
You've never liked it. It's so funny.
It makes me feel like icky. Like if somebody was doing if somebody was doing cocaine in front of me, like I'm like, no. Like it just gives me.
I know. I feel nervous already.
Yes, I feel nervous. It makes me feel nervous. So I survived the girls' trip.
Mm-hmm.
I think I was most worried about flying.
I knew you had landed. That's why I waited.
Oh, to text me?
Yeah.
You know what
I was like, landed?
I was just telling Leanne this. I feel like maybe because I don't fly that often without
That's
everybody,
totally
that then the idea of doing it, you know, as like a one-off or like a few times seems really scary. But when I was coming home, I was thinking to myself, you know what? It's people do this all the time.
Yeah.
What if I went on 6 trips a year? I mean, you know, I could do it. I'm proud of myself. I went paddleboarding. I did things that I would normally not do.
I would have never done that.
I stayed up late. You know, like I really feel, I don't know. I'm proud of myself. I was out of my comfort zone. I was in someone else's house. I shared a room. I was with people that like, some that I know really well, some that I don't. And I feel better for it. I'm like, I feel like that gave something, that added That's something nice. To my life. Yeah.
Feel empowered.
I do.
I'm about to feel empowered.
I can't say too much because I'm just kidding.
No, I want to buy a car by myself.
What do you mean?
What?
I hate talking to the dealers.
Wait, what do you mean that, buy a car by yourself?
I want to. I'm in this awful lease. I'm in a Jeep Wagoneer. I had to drop it off. I had to get straight off the highway yesterday again and drop it off at the dealership because the engine like was failing.
Oh, I thought so you hadn't had problems and now you are.
I'm having so many problems.
Okay.
I'm always having problems. I'm almost at the 30-day mark, which I think they officially declared a lemon.
Oh, great. Oh, they've had it for 30 days?
No, but I dropped it off yesterday. I was like, the engine's acting really weird. And they're like, what do you mean?
Is it 30 days cumulative?
Mm-hmm.
So what did they give you to drive?
They don't. You don't get a rental. You don't get a loaner with Jeep.
Mm.
But you have to reach out to like Jeep corporate. Good luck. And then they'll reimburse you like $75 a day.
Mm-hmm.
So I like pulled off the highway and took it to the closest Jeep dealership. And I'm like, listen to it. Get in the car and listen to it. And they're like, we're going to keep it for a few days. I'm like, yeah, the engine feels like it's in manual. Like you press the gas and it's like, and it doesn't do anything. And then it'll start flashing.
Well, this is kind of what you wanted anyway, no? You were ready.
I just want out. I want out of this car so badly.
Yeah.
And so.
But what do you mean buy a car on your own?
I want to go to a dealership and get into a new lease and trade in my car. Mm-hmm. I want to do it all by myself.
You mean without Mike?
Or my dad.
Oh, yeah. You've never done that?
Nope. Which is crazy.
So, but when they help you, is the car in your name? Or it's all in their name?
No, it's all in my name.
They're just helping you.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Have you ever done it by yourself?
Yeah.
Well, see, that's gangster.
But I still bring in the big guns when I really want to do the deal. Because he can be scary, Duran. And my dad's only helped me once when I bought a car. Like a Honda in college.
Yeah.
And then, I did that for that BMW that I got.
You did that on your own.
I did it all on my own. But now if I go and I know what I like and I know what I want, then I'm like, hey, Duran.
Close the deal.
I also have used the same guy for the last few cars.
Shim?
So, what'd you say?
Shim?
No, who's that?
Oh, he's the car dealer in LA.
No, he's the guy at my dealership and he used to be Pat Benatar's drummer.
Oh.
So he's super not that guy, that car salesman guy. And I just know that like he always like is in my favor usually. But we got the Wagoneer through a car leasing guy. I don't know. Duran prefers that because then he doesn't have to deal. You don't have to go in. Yeah.
I should introduce you and Duran to Shim.
Who's Shim?
He's like the guy. You talk to anyone in LA and they're like, I was like, you know, I have a car guy. He's just the guy.
Gets you a good deal. Less
He does
hassle.
Everything. You're like, here's what I want.
Yeah.
And he'll search the country for it and be like, we can get it this date. And he gets you the best deal.
And you don't have to. Anything. Do they deliver it to you?
Yeah. Deliver it. He tells you how to use everything.
Is that how you got the Wagoneer?
Yeah. Oh. That's how Burt gets all his cars.
And he can't help you get out?
He's like, you have too much negative equity. The problem is Wagoneers took a dive.
Yeah, you told me.
So
I know.
We're screwed. Like someone would buy it for me right now for like $50,000. When I signed the lease, it was like $100,000.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
You're just screwed.
Yeah.
So well, now we're screwed.
Maybe this is finally happening where it's going to be 30 days and you'll be out.
I really hope so. And I think someone peed in my car. I'm not sure.
That's definitely Jeep's fault.
Like someone urinated in the back.
You think like, someone from Jeep?
I don't know.
What do you mean in the back? Like where the seats are or like where the cargo?
No, in the carpet. The cargo. Someone definitely peed.
I did.
I knew it.
Gotcha, bitch. Yeah. So can't wait, guys.
All right. Well, that's reason enough for me.
So now I'm in a Tesla right now.
You're renting it.
I'm renting it.
Interesting.
That's why I was a little late.
Like from just a
Enterprise.
Okay. You were switching right now today?
I switched before I got to work. Yeah.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
It's a real bitch.
So I was watching one of our episodes back. We recorded this episode, I don't know, last month. And afterwards, Connie called me and was like, why are you so mad at me? And I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. I really don't know what you're saying. And I was truly not. I don't know.
No,
I was
hopped
up. I think that was the week Gabby was out and I was just like, zzz. And I was watching it today for edits. And it was still fun, but I was like, oh my God, I was so like weirdly snappy. I don't know. Did you notice that?
Yeah.
Why though? Why? When she goes, "You seem mad at me," I was like, I am so not. And then watching, and I'm like, oh my gosh, that's so weird that you're even saying that. And then I watched it back and I totally see why you would think that, but it was not at all. But now I'm like, oh my God, it was like black and white. It was clear as day that I was just like snappy.
Snappy.
I don't know why either.
It's okay.
I wasn't having a bad day. I was just, remember I was doing everything on my own. So I think I was like,
you're empowered.
Yeah, I was empowered. I was empowered.
Did you put on lashes again?
Yeah.
They look fucking good.
They look good, right?
They look really good.
They're nice, right? So I'd been doing, you know, I dabble. This time I'd been doing them really short, really natural for a while. Then right before Hawaii, I was like, let's go like longer again. I'm kind of into it.
Are you getting them redone before Tokyo?
So, okay.
Why do I keep saying Tokyo? You're not going there, are
you? I am.
Oh, you are. Okay.
Yeah. This is, okay, two questions for you. So I just had them done it's been like a little over a week. And I think I should have them filled before I go away for 2 weeks.
100%.
Okay. Second question, nails. First of all, I went to somebody different because my girl was gone. And
hallelujah.
I'm like,
you're a classy bitch now.
No. The color, I know you love this color.
Your hands have never looked better.
But this girl, they're so thin. And now I want to go to this girl.
But she sits next to your old girl?
Well, I'm thinking of going tomorrow because that's my girl's day off. And I only went to this other girl because she was booked.
Same salon.
She couldn't take me. And I go, well, who do I go to? And the people at the front desk always say, we can't suggest anyone. And then I go, well, then ask Tiffany who she'd suggest because she can. And Tiffany said Abby. So I went to Abby and now.
Oh, shit.
And she saw me last time because she was doing something else. She's like, see you next time, my girl, Tiffany. And now I'm like, I want Abby.
How do you know her day off?
Because I know, like, I have her cell phone and everything. Yes. So, okay, beyond that, so that was a side note. Yesterday was 1 week. And what am I going to do? Tomorrow, redo these all over again? But I'm not going to last 2 weeks.
Can they not just fill it?
Her mom could.
Yeah, my mom fills it. These are filled. They're completely no more gel.
Apparently, I asked my girl. Oh. And she's like,
they're filled.
Uh-huh.
My girl's like, once you put on the gel X nail, you can't. You're not supposed to fill it because it's like bacteria and stuff.
Well,
which I'm like, bacteria? I don't care.
What's the difference between that and an acrylic fill?
Acrylic is different because it's like powder.
And it's like solid?
It's solid. I think just the material is different. It takes a bit longer than just like having a polygel gel X.
You've got to sculpt more.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know. I mean, I'm sorry. And I got to get this name of this color for you. It's a D&D color.
Oh, shit. I don't know any good D&D shade.
Better than Bubble Bath because it has a little more coverage.
Mm-hmm.
The perfect amount of pink.
I did Queen of Parts again.
Love. D&D?
Yeah.
I think that's the new one.
That's the new red. That replaced Ferrari.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't know about it yet, though.
So am I actually taking all these off and redoing? I might have to. I'm going to be gone 2 weeks.
Yeah. You do it on Thursday.
I know, but then Tiffany will be there and I'll be judged.
Oh, yeah. Do it Wednesday. You're fine.
No, tomorrow.
Exactly. Tomorrow. Wednesday.
Oh, wait. Today is Tiffany's Tuesday. Day off. I'm not making it in there today.
Shit. Oh. I don't know. I'm not good with this.
What if I call the front desk and I'm like, tell me when Tiffany's booked and when Abby's free and I'll make it about that.
And they'll be like, hey, Tiffany.
Totally.
I would totally.
Anyway, these are the things. These are my problems. I mean, I have like, luckily, I don't have any major problems right now. Everything's good. Gonna have the lashes filled. We're doing this.
You're so lucky.
I'm gonna be gone and I'm gonna be calling you and missing you.
Do you think I could pay you to style my house?
In what way? I mean, yeah, you wouldn't have to pay me, but do you think I'm good?
I don't know. I'll take a stab at it.
What would you want me to style?
Like my mantles and stuff. I need a refresh on my bedroom.
Mm.
And I don't want my own eyes on it. I have nailed like 3 rooms in the house. I've redone and I've fucking mastered
that dining room looks.
Oh, that chef's kiss. Done.
That's my favorite room.
Family
in your house.
Room is finally like.
Family room is great.
Family room. My changes I've made.
Oh.
I moved that whole couch out.
You've made. Oh.
It was too blocked in.
Wait, hold on. The formal. the formal?
Oh, are we talking about family room or living room?
Oh, the living room's perfect. Wait, what are you doing with
that's
the family room?
That's what I wanted you to style.
It might, we could handle some styling.
Okay. I redid the whole family room. It's perfection. Why? Everything is white in that house.
You took the couch out?
Yeah.
Where is it?
In the ADU.
Oh, cool. Nice. I like the couch.
Couch looks gorgeous in there.
Duran told you though, from the beginning.
Huh.
That you needed a specific shape. Yes, I forget what he said.
He did, and he was right.
Yeah.
He was totally right.
He stands
so
by that.
So I opened up the room because it was like so blocked off. And mm-hmm. then I felt like, have you ever seen the movie The Banger Sisters? No one has? Okay. Well, in it, Susan Sarandon is like this older woman. Not older I've woman.
Yeah, The Banger Sisters. And then Goldie Hawn.
And you remember when she goes into her closet and she's like, everything's beige.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I feel like my life is.
Yeah, the Banger
everything
sister.
Is white the and Banger beige sisters. And brown. And I'm like, I can't. So I just did like gray and black and brown. So I rebooted the whole damn thing. This is such a good movie.
That's called Millennial Beige.
What?
Oh.
Just, the darker colors?
Just what? How millennials love to make everything one solid color.
It's so annoying. Beige. I hate myself.
That you
and
did
I
it?
Am a millennial. You know that.
Yeah.
Sam's Gen Y.
Gen X?
No, she's not.
Gen X.
She's Gen X.
Yeah. You're born 1980, right? 1980 is the first year of...
Not born in 1980.
Yeah, 80.
So. Oh, 19.
80.
Oh, so then you're a millennial too, I think.
No, she's not.
Wait.
I don't know. Yeah, tell us.
Millennial beige. Yeah.
Oh, 1981 to 1996.
So what's Samantha?
Gen X.
No, I thought Gen X was like you now.
No, you're millennial.
Gen Z. I'm all millennial.
She's millennial?
Yeah, she's millennial. You're Gen X. I'm Gen Z.
You're Gen Z. Gen X is so cool.
Gen X.
Ted is Gen Alpha.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, of course he is.
Is Luca Gen Alpha also?
What year was he born? He might be.
2013?
He might be Gen Z too.
No, sorry. 2011.
I think he's Gen... He's Gen Z.
Wait, hold on. I'm Gen Z?
You're Luca's Gen X. Gen Z.
Oh, I'm Gen X.
She's Gen Z.
Yeah, and Luca is too. Okay, got you. Got you.
Oh, and then Ted and Dom are Gen Alpha.
People born in 2011 are part of Generation Alpha. That's what this says.
Yeah.
Oh, well, he was born in 2011?
Yeah.
Damn.
Oh.
We were babies when he was born. We were partying in heels in your
what
kitchen.
Did you think I said?
It says 13 to 28 in 2025 is Gen Z. According to Google.
Yeah,
AI.
But he's 2011.
Oh.
And okay. So you're Gen Z too.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm confused.
Just look at peels.
I'm confused.
So 1997 to 2012. I don't know what.
Oh. Is Alpha.
Is no. Gen Z.
Gen Z. That just said Alpha. I don't know. Some of these AI, you know, the populated things. Can we Google it again? I need a clarity on that.
What's Lola? Jesus.
Lola's Gen Alpha.
For sure. She's not. Oh, yes, yeah, she is. Yeah. Great. Both my kids are Gen Alpha.
What do you mean great? What's the problem?
According to Beresford Research.
Gen Z. You're right. Gen Z. That's weird. Sometimes when AI overview gets a little, it's like, this is from an obscure publication that I just happened to pull up first.
Oh my gosh. Did I tell you not to take a really hard turn?
Take a hard turn. Tried, that's what this episode's going to be about. Don't worry about the hard turns.
I tried the pill for opioid addicts.
Why?
To see if it helped me stop drinking.
Where did you get it and what is it called?
It's called, I don't know.
Wait,
I gotta Google it.
Are you talking about methadone?
No. Oh my God, Halston. No, I didn't do methadone. It's called Nazoprone. Nazoprone?
Why? What? Can I have some backstory?
Hold on, I'll tell you what it's called. So I was like, feeling awful. So
okay.
Sunday, so for Lent, you know how I told you for Lent, I gave up drinking on weekdays?
You told me you were thinking about it.
So I did.
Okay. For how long?
Lent. So until Easter, April 20th.
So you're still doing that?
Yeah.
You're not drinking on weekdays? Mm-hmm. Only the weekends?
Mm-hmm. But here's the problem. Here's the problem.
Wow, I'm impressed.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves. I have a few like caveats to it.
Okay.
It's like if I'm out, I can drink. Like I'm not drinking at home on the weekdays.
Oh, okay.
But if I have an event and I'm out,
yes,
I can dabble in a cocktail.
Yes. Okay.
Okay. So anyway, so what ended up happening was I didn't drink Sunday through Thursday. And then come Saturday and Sunday, I was like, it was like train spotting.
Oh, is Sunday considered?
I could not stop drinking.
Is Sunday considered a weeknight?
No.
Okay.
And I was
so
like.
So then you go harder.
Oh, I was like Charlie Sheen. Where I was like, I made up for the week in 2 days.
What does that look like to you? On like in terms of quantity?
I told Annie I was consuming between, I did a confessional to Bert and Annie Monday morning. I was like, I think I'm consuming between 10 and 12 alcoholic drinks a day on weekends.
And what'd they say?
Annie was like, oh my God.
What did Bert say?
Nothing. But it turns out she was like, do your count. She's like, I don't believe that.
Okay. Yeah. How did you do that count?
I was guesstimating based on how I felt. And then I actually did a count and it was like 4.5.
Yeah. She's like,
you would have to start drinking. She's like, you wouldn't have been able to sustain that.
You'd be like breakfast having it.
But I woke up Monday and I felt awful. I felt so awful.
I think it's just hitting you harder now as you age.
It just hits me harder. Yeah. So anyway, my psychiatrist from like a year or two ago, I told her, I was like, I want to quit drinking.
Have we squared that away, by the way?
What? Yes.
Okay.
I went to Tia.
Awesome. Okay. Sorry.
So my psychiatrist, like, she was the one that was like, when I was like, I'm gaining weight. She's like, here's metformin. I'm doing this. Here's this. Like, she just would, you know, give a prescription. So she's like, oh, I'm going to prescribe you this. Let me see what it's called. I'm going to prescribe you this and it will just turn off the switch.
Was this the one that she had talked about before to make you not drink?
Yeah.
Oh, this is the one.
So I have.
Oh, this was intended for heroin users?
Opioid addicts. What's it called? Nalzaprone.
Is it naltrexone?
Naltrexone, yeah. Naltrexone.
And that's the one everyone's talking about to help you stop drinking.
Yes. It literally like turns a switch off in your brain. We're like, can't imagine having a drink. Right
Hadn't
now.
Somebody else of our friends tried it? Do you know anyone who had tried it?
Not prevent you from becoming impaired when you drink. Oh, what? Do not, in order to drive or perform. So I don't know what it really does, but it works like day of.
Okay.
And if you don't take it the next day, it doesn't work.
Okay.
Like you're back to drinking.
Okay.
Problem was I took it before bed after I'd been drinking. So I think that messed me up.
So what happened to you?
I don't know if I was hungover or a combination of both, but I felt awful all day. So awful.
According to the University of California.edu, when folks drink, they often feel buzzed or a sense of pleasure. Naltrexone blocks that feeling and makes drinking less fun. For some people, this can help manage the volume of drinks they consume.
So, but you could still potentially be impaired, but you're not enjoying it.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's awful. So then you could just keep drinking and then you feel nothing.
Okay, so when you had told me about this drug, you never mentioned that it was that's what the original intention was for.
Yeah, I did.
You just said it's a drug that will make you not want to drink.
Correct.
You didn't tell me that it was like an opioid.
I think they use it for both.
But I feel like, you don't have to say who, but didn't we know someone who had tried it or taken it?
Yes.
Okay, and did it work for them?
Yes.
And how long, did they just take it short term or?
They like signed up for hers and got like the whole package of like,
yeah,
you know, like.
Was it?
Metformin and this and that. And she took it and she was like, you know, I think it takes the joy out of it.
Uh-huh.
Kind of does.
Uh-huh.
You don't feel as spontaneous, I felt like.
Yeah.
Where you're like, oh, fun. You're just like.
Mm-hmm. So you, but it made you feel weird. You think.
I think so.
Okay. It could have just been the drinking though.
I'd want other people to test it out and see. You should take it to Tokyo with you. Just kidding. Will Duran drink when he's in Tokyo with you?
Yeah.
He will, right?
Drinking is so fun in Tokyo.
Ugh.
Why?
I don't know. It's just.
Did you go with your boyfriend?
Yeah.
Like the beer, I don't know. I'm not a beer person.
Beer is so good there.
It's so cold and crisp. And also, I'm not like a whiskey on the rocks type of girl, but
their whiskey is so good.
Sandra's like kind of badass.
You should go, Cottie.
Yeah, Cottie would like
I think
it.
You should go. Leave the kids.
I would never take my kids to Tokyo.
You actually would like it. The food's amazing. The drinks are amazing. Everything's very culturally, just everything's so clean and
yes,
the like low crime. I mean, everything. It's really cool. Actually, I do think you would like it.
Okay.
The hotelier in you would like it.
Yeah.
Everything's sort of nicely arranged. Yeah.
I like that.
I wonder if we traveled together somewhere far, if we would both be more at ease. Or if it would just be amplified.
I'd be like, me.
But with the same sentiment of the flying more, because I tell you, Daron pushes me to travel more. And I'm now starting to, little by little, enjoy it more. And I do think there's something to getting used to it and being more comfortable with it.
Well, that and when you travel, I feel like when I come home, I have such a like heightened sense of appreciation for the day-to-day norm.
Deep,
because what is my life?
Yeah, but you also take away something really cool from that experience. But yes, you're like, oh my gosh,
excitement again, and like,
in your home and the whole.
I wonder if we traveled together, if we just turn into two banana slugs.
No, I actually, I have high hopes. I feel like if we traveled together, it would be. Mm-hmm. I think we'd have a great time.
Do you know what? Did I text you guys? I want me, you, Vicky, and Annie to go on a girls' weekend. What a balance of people.
Where would we go?
Who fucking cares?
Yeah. Yeah.
How fun would that be?
I would do it.
The four of us?
Yeah. Yeah.
It would be so fun.
So fun. I would do it. Now I'm open to it. I this was really outside of my comfort zone, this whole Hawaii thing. Mm-hmm. And I'm like proud of myself. It felt good.
Now you're going to be rip roaring to go to,
I'm not. I mean, I'm like, I'm good. I'm really like, okay, wow. If I hadn't gone, I would have been bummed.
Gosh, and you don't have to deal with spring break. It's like, boom, your spring break is planned. Me, I'm like looking down the barrel of a gun with 2 weeks.
Summer's like, going to be like that a little bit, I think.
Your kids they go to camp?
Luca doesn't want to go again.
Oh, his sleepaway? That was a pain in the ass.
I know. I'm trying to talk Daron into going back to Hawaii to where we were because I think the kids would love it. Ezra will do a week, but nothing.
Mm-mm.
I can't talk them into sleepaway because I never did sleepaway.
Oh, my kids don't do sleepaway, but they do camp.
Oh,
every day.
Day camp.
It's like 8 to 2 every day.
Oh, nice. At school?
Sports camps and shit like that. Uh-huh. You know, where I'm like, meh. Sandra, send me the link for the fakie so I can get used to it before my real one comes.
You are going to love it.
I'm going to love it. She has to measure my hand, though.
No, I measured my own. And then when I went downtown, she like thought she might have to tweak it, but she really didn't. Oh, you know what? Sandra, do you have your tape measure? We can measure.
I have it downstairs.
Okay. Do you know what your middle? She'll make it bigger. So like I said 7 for this, and I think then she makes this 7.5.
I don't know what my middle is.
We'll measure it after. I can go. Okay. It's in my car.
God, what was I just going to bring up? It was on the tip of my tongue. Shit.
Have you been using the tretinoin?
Oh, I have, Sandra.
Tell me
what
about
a treat. It's really good. I feel nothing. I'm lathering it on my face every day.
It's really strong, Cottie.
Nothing.
Yeah, but you look good.
Yeah.
Oh, you think that's why?
You like it?
Oh.
Sandra,
Sandra give it to you?
I love it for a spot treatment.
Just don't go out in the sun.
Yeah. Make sure you wear sunblock every day, too.
I don't wear sunblock ever.
Did Sandra give it to you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like
I'm using it all.
Oh, I mean, I was like, I don't know what she's talking about, being like, oh, it peels, sensitive skin, start once a week. I'm like, fuck that. I am dousing my face in it. I got nothing.
Well, you must have had extra layers that need to come, like, be exfoliated.
I still do.
Yeah.
I'm like an onion.
Have you
like,
ever microneedled?
No.
You should.
Yeah, that's now the step that I'm like, now I'm like flat and clean.
You need to sunscreen because the sun is like the main cause of acne scars.
Oh, cool.
You need to put sunscreen on. I have a good Korean sunscreen.
I don't go outside, Sandra.
No, you still need it even when you're driving in the car.
Yeah. So my facialist will always be like your left side because it's getting more sun exposure is always a little more sun damage than the right.
We have limo tint on our cars.
I do on the Wagoneer, which I will never do again, by the way, because I can't say anything. I have the one, I have medium, and it's you still get it.
You still get even through the clouds, even if it's a cloudy day.
And I have it on the windshield, even my tent. Yeah, you do. And you know what? My other friend wears gloves.
Yeah. Okay. That's crazy.
Her hands do look great, though.
And she doesn't do gels? She
not
does.
Sure.
And she's breaking even. She's putting her hands in a tanning bed once every other week.
I'm not sure.
But then wearing gloves outside.
I bought a pair of gloves to wear in the gel thing, and I never wear them. You wear yours?
I don't wear it, but it's LED. Oh. It's not UV.
It used to be UV,
but now it's LED.
Yes, yes.
My mom deals with her customers who are like, but this is going to give me cancer. Yes. She's like, it's LED now.
It's LED now, yeah. Thank you, Sandra, for debunking that.
I mean, that's a little crazy. The gloves is an extreme.
Did you see the picture of Sandra with Bert in his chokehold?
Austin, can you pull that up?
Yeah, Austin, does he have it?
Yeah, it's in the text chain.
It's so good. We need backstory on that.
Basically, Bert was like, Leanne, like, let me choke you. And then we were like, what the heck? And then he was like, no, it's this like trend where you jump up and we pretend to like choke you.
Oh, he jumped.
Yeah, like you jump and then it's just a screen capture. And then I was like, oh, I've seen that trend. He's like, Sandra, let's do this right now.
Wait, how did you do it though?
You basically put your hand on somebody's neck and then you just don't actually choke them, but you just jump and lift your hand with
them. Oh my God, it really does look like he's choking. What's in his mouth?
I have no idea.
That's a light thing. It really looks like he's choking.
But the one with Sandra doing it to him is even better.
Oh my God, that's amazing.
Because she looks possessed. Like she's like, get us in here.
I'm like, this is how the Vietnamese won the war.
Oh my God.
The Vietnamese won the war. Come here, white boy.
Yeah. Oh, that's amazing. His face.
I mean, Sandra, I bet Bert's like five times you in weight. No, he can't.
Oh my God, my hand was like tiny against like him.
That's wild. Speaking of being tiny, you think Lauren's listening?
Probably. Why?
Do you think she bugged this room? I bet she did. She gets a live feed.
She does.
I want to text her. Lauren, just respond to me.
Yeah, she will.
When you listen.
Yeah.
I want to convince her to do, like, for people who subscribe online, because now that I moved, I'm so far away from LekFit and it's really bumming me out.
And you want to go back?
I desperately want to go back.
Yeah.
I miss it so much. But there's something about
driving that far.
Yes, A. Uh-huh. But I'm like, can she, like, for her online subscribers, could she not do a live class on the weekend? Like, if you're an online subscriber, it's a live stream of her class on the weekend. So that you can still feel part of it without like searching for a class to do. Like I want to do her weekend class. And I would sign up for the monthly if I could guarantee just on weekends that I can log on.
I don't know. I think she's definitely a perfectionist and I feel like maybe she would feel a little bit out of control if it was live, but I don't know. I don't see an issue with it.
But make it live.
No, I know.
In the sense of like it's not going to be recorded. It's not going to be available afterwards. It will just live stream on her platform and then it disappears.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I'm dying for that.
That would be good.
And I think about it in the weirdest times, like in the shower or going to bed.
There is something about that live. Like you're showing up. Yeah. As opposed to like a pressing play.
Yeah, totally. Uh-huh. Like I'm not motivated. Like if I know she's going live at 9:30, I'll be like, get my shit together and I'll plan to go do it.
Uh-huh.
As opposed to like press, I'm like, well, I can do it later, I guess. But the live is like an accountability of like, let's do this.
I love it. I think it's great.
Let me know if that's possible.
Yeah. I would do it too.
And then I'm like, God, if she moved to the ballet, she'd have classes all day long. There are so many chicks.
What do you mean? If she moved her location?
Yeah.
Yeah, but she doesn't live
I know she lives there, but still.
Yeah. I'm still like working on this. Usually, like for me, if I have an injury, it never helps if I just to not use those muscles and to stay off it. But with this particular like weird pinch I've had.
You still have it?
It's gotten so much better. But last week I did one class and then my back started hurting again for like 5 days. And so now it's been like 5 days and it's finally not hurting again. So I'm like, ugh.
That's annoying.
I may freeze the whole thing. And
well, you'll be out of town too.
For like a month, only because I don't think that's the answer to some injuries, but for this particular injury, I think it's the only thing that's helping to not bounce.
Yeah.
I walked today, which was like boring, but whatever.
That is boring.
It is, right?
Yeah. That is boring.
All right. Are you going to miss me?
I'm going to miss you terribly.
What else do you want to talk to me about before I disappear into the mist?
Oh, my God. How many outfits are you packing?
I'm going to try to pack.
Nine?
I love overpacking. You guys should see the trunk I brought to Hawaii for 3 days. It was hilarious because I don't want to ever have to squeeze anything in. But I really don't want to be schlepping around a ton of stuff. I don't know.
Of course not.
Last time I think I brought like all black or white, and that was a little bit boring. So I don't know. I don't really know.
Ugh.
I want to simplify.
You don't have to pack your kids, do you?
Gabby will, but I'll like check it all
check
out.
Check it all.
It's kind of similar weather to here. So maybe like a few sweaters, like a jacket or something. Nothing crazy. Why? Yeah. How many outfits do you think I should bring?
Nine.
Nine.
How many days are you gone?
14.
Seven.
You'll probably buy stuff at another country and then wear it over there.
That's where I go when I get and sick of packing.
Rewear jeans or whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I don't want to have more than one bag. I think I'm going to bring that same trunk and try to just do everything in there. My problem is the shoes. I like options for shoes. I want to have like six or seven pairs of shoes.
That's true. And you wear heels and shit.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
Are you guys going to take the train to Tokyo or do taxi?
No, we're flying from Korea to Tokyo, and then we're going to do a train. We're going an hour outside to this little like nature-y place for 3 days. I think we're going to do a train there. So I will be dealing. Yeah. Seven outfits? All right. How many pairs of pajamas?
Two
for 2 weeks.
A little. You don't even wear like traditional pajamas like I do.
I have been.
Have you really?
Yeah.
Do you know I was going to buy you a pair? I wear the same pair every night.
I wear the same robe every single morning.
So do I.
It's hilarious.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
They're called Print Fresh. Can we pull them up real quick?
Print Fresh?
Nicole got me these for Christmas. When I say I wear them every night, they're the champagne and caviar, short sleeve, long pant. Two, die for, because they're like, they're hand wash only. That's the only catch.
Is it silk?
It's not silk, but it's a very thin fabric where it's like just delightful to sleep in. Just do caviar. Knickers? There we go. There she is. Second photo.
That's
second
what you
photo
wear all
on
the time.
I wear this every night to bed.
That's cute.
It is so comfortable. It's so comfortable.
Yeah. No, I mean, I could maybe do like three or four pairs of pajamas and be fine.
What is Dron?
Sandra's like,
What's Dron sleeping?
Like a shirt and like a underwear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are your kids in the room with you guys? Dominic will be.
Yeah, I mean, usually they're connected or something or some. I don't really know exactly.
Will you guys start Dom's room when you get home?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
I'm excited too.
That's going to be amazing.
Let's see if he stays.
He's still
there.
In first class for the trip?
Uh-huh.
Little shit.
I know.
Little shit.
All right. I love you.
Love you too.
I feel guilty having these 13-year-olds in the other room.
Don't worry about the hard turn.
Don't worry about the hard turns.